Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
In the children's wing of the Grace New Haven Hospital, the play therapy program was having a problem. The janitor was angry and harsh with the children when they dropped paint and clay on his clean floors. The nurses got angry too, but with the janitor. If he had not been working at the hospital for a long time, they probably would have gotten him fired. One day the head nurse watched the old man as he scrubbed and polished the floors with his back bent. Then she put herself in his shoes. She concluded that he had been scrubbing and polishing that floor for years until he had rubbed something of himself into it. Then she took him aside and carefully explained to the old fellow just how the children's activities were helping them to get well. He got the picture. Now when he wipes up paint and clay, he sees himself as being part of the child's recovery. Psychologists call it role-playing. Christians call it the golden rule. But the world calls it nonsense. But here's how Jesus put it. Do for others what you would like them to do for you. This is a summary of all that's taught in the Law and the Prophets. These words are the basis of the golden rule. It really means put yourself in your neighbor's shoes, and then treat him or her as you would like him or her to treat you. The nurse put Jesus' words into action. Psychologists would say she used empathy. She learned to appreciate the old fellow's feelings and yet not become so emotionally involved that her own sense of judgment was affected. Using empathy, or exercising the golden rule, is a type of role-playing. You ask yourself, why does so-and-so feel as he or she does? Then you try to think as he or she thinks. What makes the person act as he or she does? If you were facing the same problem, same circumstances, how would you respond? You realize that in all probability, you wouldn't act much differently than he or she does. Part of it is understanding. The problem with most of us is that we feel there are just two ways to look at any situation, our way and the wrong way. To put yourself in someone's shoes means you must forget yourself, and that is difficult. It's so easy to have a high opinion of ourselves and a low one of our neighbor or others. Have you ever asked God to help you see the other person's viewpoint? Have you ever prayed for the one who irritates you and constantly rubs you the wrong way? Chances are you haven't. Let me share with you a secret. If you are big enough to drop to your knees and ask God to help you love that person that seems so unlovable, you will see that person's point of reference much easier and much more clearly. The words of Jesus serve as guidelines for living a useful, purposeful life. But unless you follow his counsel, it will do you no good. Question: is there someone in your life, like the old janitor, someone who annoys you because of what he or she does or says or just is? Before you react in anger, put yourself in his or her shoes. How does life look from the other person's vantage point? Jesus put it so plainly. Do for others what you would like them to do for you. This is a summary of all that is taught in the Law and the Prophets. An old proverb says, you have no right to criticize another until you have walked a mile in his moccasins. It's still true today.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.